The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. At the Hotel Infinity, there are infinitely many rooms. No matter how many guests are already in the hotel, even if it's full, you can always shift everyone down one room to fit in an arriving guest. The guests might not like the shifting, but that's how you fit everybody in. If you talk too much about the Hotel Infinity, sooner or later you have to deal with the practicalities. How big of a lot would the building sit on? How many stories high would it turn out to be? If the hotel was full and there was a fire, would there be room for everyone to stand outside? Perhaps it's continuously under construction, with an invisible army of carpenters and electricians scurrying day and night at the periphery of the known hallways, cobbling on rooms as fast as people come to occupy them. Philosopher Brian Rotman would call those workers ghosts. He wrote a book with two subtitles called Ad Infinitum. The first of the subtitles is The Ghost in Turing's Machine, and the other subtitle is Taking God Out of Mathematics and Putting the Body Back In. Invisible agents, says Rotman. Anytime we say or write or think 1, 2, 3, ... we dispatch an invisible agent, a ghost, to take up the ... and count off into the great forever on our behalf, reciting the room numbers at the Hotel Infinity. Invisible agents and ghosts are gods, he says, and to be rigorous, mathematics has to expunge them. The fact that you're not going to find any Hotel Infinity out there overlooking a 9,989,098 hole golf course makes Rotman conclude that numbers as we know them, based on counting, assuming infinity, can't exist in the real world. How can this be, when we depend on them so much? It's like geometry, says Rotman. A lot of what you can determine about lines and points and angles, the kinds of information an engineer might use in designing a bridge, depends on the assumption that parallel lines go off into infinity and never meet. That is an immutable statement of Euclidean geometry. It holds for bridges, but not necessarily inside particle accelerators or at distances stretching across clusters of galaxies. Physicists began applying non-Euclidean geometries to the very large and the very small, using geometries that allow parallel lines to meet, some of the anomalies ironed out. In Ad Infinitum, Rotman argues that mathematicians need to work harder at inventing non-Euclidean numbers, numbers that don't stretch to infinity, finite numbers to model a finite world. Devices that engineers design from numerical models of the world need to operate accurately. Decisions made from numerical models of the world should be reasonable. It doesn't matter so much when the numbers are little, for the same reason that a surveyor can mark off your property boundaries using flat earth geometry. Electronic devices, however, deal in huge numbers. How many more carbon dioxide molecules in the atmosphere today? How many transactions does J.P. Morgan Chase perform in a second? What does go on inside a smartphone? Numbers are supposed to be reliable and safe, with plenty more where the last ones came from. Instead of being too big to fail, it turns out they're so big they're bound to fail. Otherwise, you could book a room at the Hotel Infinity. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.